It's hard to get basic health care like shots and x-rays in rural Oklahoma. The problem is driving a legislative effort to allow highly educated nurses to fill that gap. But as State Impact's Jackie Fortier found, doctors and nurse practitioners butt heads on who's best qualified to help.
Lindsay Walker sits behind a glossy wooden desk at her office at Cordell Memorial, a hospital on the Western Plains. A stethoscope hangs around her neck.
I'm family practice, and so we see from birth to death and everything in between.
Walker was hired in February after hospital administrators tried for 2.5 years to attract a new primary care physician to the small rural city. But she's not a doctor. She's a nurse practitioner.
I mean, we come in, we have a full schedule of patients to see that range and variety of problems, you know, from just acute illnesses to chronic illnesses, a lot of chronic disease, diabetes, hypertension.
Oklahoma is one of 11 states where nurse practitioners like Walker have to have a contract with a doctor in order to diagnose, treat patients, and prescribe certain drugs. On paper, doctors in these arrangements are known as supervising physicians, but Walker says that description is misleading.
You know, there's people that I see as patients that are like, we've never even met whoever your supervising physician is. They don't see them. They don't, you know, dictate anything in how we do our jobs.
In independent clinics, nurse practitioners often pay thousands of dollars every month for clinical oversight from physicians who may not be on site, a requirement many nurses and clinic owners say amounts to little more than red tape. Cordell Memorial CEO Landon Heiss agrees. Oklahoma physicians can only supervise 2 nurse practitioners at once, and since he can't get an additional physician to come to Cordell, the hospital is stuck in limbo.
We have 1 doctor, 2 nurse practitioners, so at the moment, we are maxed out. We cannot have any other providers unless we recruited another physician.
This scope of practice debate, basically who gets to order and interpret tests like x-rays and prescribe some medications, has been raging. For many physicians, the difference boils down to education.
The training of a nurse is in nursing. The training of a physician is in medicine.
State Senator Irvin Yen is the chair of the Senate Health and Human Services Committee. The Oklahoma City Republican is also a cardiac anesthesiologist. He says physicians have at least 10 years of medical education. Nurse practitioners only go through 6 to 8 years of training.
It's in medical school that physicians are taught diagnosis and treatment of disease. You don't learn that in nursing school.
There have been tensions between doctors and nurses since the days of Florence Nightingale, but the strain increased exponentially in the 1950s.
The science which mended the shattered faces of our war wounded turns to the gentler task of restoring tranquility to the face and mind of womanhood.
Scientific discoveries pushed physicians away from primary care and into increasingly specialized and more lucrative fields like cosmetic surgery.
Even the burden of an outsized inheritance need be suffered no longer now that the healing hand of plastic surgery can bring relief.
Meanwhile, nurse practitioners have become more professional with graduate degrees, and they want to fill that primary care gap. A measure to do that in Oklahoma, House Bill 1013, was filed last year. Right now, it's stalled in the Senate Health and Human Services Committee that Senator Yen chairs. A similar bill is in the works. But Yen doesn't think legislation granting nurse practitioners more authority is the answer.
Passing 1013, how does it increase nurse practitioners in rural Oklahoma? I don't think it does. It just allows them to work without that supervision. It doesn't get more of them there.
Many states have granted nurse practitioners autonomy, including Colorado in 2010. But 8 years later, Mark Deutschman, Associate Dean of Rural Health at the University of Colorado School of Medicine, says the change hasn't fixed the state's rural health care problem.
None of our counties that are designated as primary care health professional shortage areas have ceased being so in the time interval since this law was passed.
Deutschman says expanding on-the-job training programs to attract and prepare medical students who are interested in practicing in rural areas could help. In the meantime, Cordell Hospital CEO Landon Heiss is making contingency plans. The single doctor on staff wants to retire. Heiss is recruiting medical students, hoping he can convince future doctors to start their career in Western Oklahoma. For State Impact, I'm Jackie Fortier.
This is KGOU, your NPR source.